Welcome, fellow Rotarians and guests. Would you all please rise? Would you all look at the back corner of the room at the coat rack? Do you see any coats on the coat rack? That is a good sign. That is a very good sign. Welcome to our weekly meeting of East Anchorage Rotary. We will be led in the pledge today by Russ. You know, I don't think Russ is here. Russ? He's not even here. Warren, would you give us the honor of doing the pledge, please?
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mike Zahara, are you here?
I am.
All right, Mike.
Many of you have heard of St. Augustine, who was born in 354 A.D. and is considered to be one of the leading theologians and pastors of the early Christian church. And for those of you that may not be that interested in Christian church history and the increased interest in this prayer, in addition to being the patron saint of theology, he's also the patron saint of brewers. So I thought that might help. But please join me in one of his prayers that's titled Just for Today. Lord, for tomorrow and its needs, I do not pray. Keep me, my God, from stain of sin just for today. Let me both diligently work and duly pray. Let me be kind in word and deed just for today. Let me be slow to do my will, prompt to obey. Help me to sacrifice myself just for today. And if today my tide of life should ebb away, give me thy sacraments divine, sweet Lord, today. So for tomorrow and its needs, I do not pray, but keep me, guide me, love me, Lord, just for today.
Thank you, Mike. Please be seated. Sandra Wicks, would you please introduce our visiting Rotarians and guests?
Yes. Fellow Rotarians, Chris and Jeff, I'd like to introduce from Anchorage Downtown Rotary, Bill Borchardt, office product.
Hey, Bill.
And, are you downtown? We've got somebody signing in, but in the meantime, Barbara Wong, insurance. Where's Barbara?
Barbara.
And Al Augstadt is signing in, senior active, right here.
Hi, Al.
And I saved this man for last, Russell Pounds Marketing.
Hi, Russell.
And the reason I save Russell for last is he often goes to Cafe Del Mundo and he gives great hugs and he has a big, beautiful smile. So if you're ever in need of a hug, go to Cafe Del Mundo and see if Russell's there.
Thank you, Sandra. I'd like to introduce our head table today. On my far right is our own communications director, Amy Slinker. Sitting next to Amy is our fellow Rotarian and speaker today, Carol Como from the Anchor School District. Sitting on my immediately left is Patrick Rumley. Sitting next to Patrick is Mike Zahara. And sitting next to Mike is Roz Whitehouse. Come on, Roz, can you get us in up front? Yeah. Please, big round of applause for our head table. And don't forget the yellow cups on your tables. And happy dollars, happy dollars. Are you ready, Diane?
You bet. Everybody's in the split the pot today, right? Be sure and get your ticket. Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. Tell us today about the sunshine that makes you happy.
Wow. President Jeff and fellow Rotarians, my name is Diana Strux, and I enjoy the sunshine very much. And I'm hoping there will be sunshine on Wednesday, June 24th. Because what's happening on that day? Changing of the guard. So I am here to encourage you all to sign up on these sheets, which are on your table, for the changing of the guard event. There's a Hawaiian theme, and since it's a Hawaiian theme, I'm wondering if some presidential person might be doing the hula.
That would be incoming President Rick Nystrom.
And I have one other thing. I just like to, a couple weeks ago, I shared with the club that the Bhutan family father was looking for work, and Rick Meistrom has come up with work, and he started work yesterday, and he's very excited. Both he and his brother are working for Rick on a temporary basis. So thank you, Rick.
Nothing better. And at this table, Joyful Hearts, and anyone to introduce? Yes.
Sandra Wicks again. I just wanted to let you all know and pass on the thanks from Jimmy's family. I got an email from them yesterday saying how much they appreciate all that everybody has done for Jimmy this year. And please keep a secret. They're planning to come to visit Alaska, but Jimmy's not supposed to know about that. Okay.
Sandra, do you know when they're coming? Huh?
Fellow Rotarians, hopefully for the last time, they introduce Michelle Cruz.
Welcome, Michelle. Yes, wonderful. I'd like to introduce my guest today, Espen Haugen. He's recently, in 2007, received his degree in international studies and is very instrumental in working down in Nicaragua, Central America, helping people down there, and is very interested in becoming more involved in Rotary.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, I probably have a happy dollar with me today. It's my wife, Shadi, and I'd like to introduce her to all of you. It's been a long time since she's been with me.
Welcome. Woody has never spoken such a short amount of time since he's been a member. Please come back.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, I'm Anne Marie Moylan, and I have a happy dollar because my daughter, Caitlin, is in her second week of enjoying a trip to Russia with the group from West High School, and they're on a cross-cultural mission to discuss climate change. 13, 14, and 15-year-olds from West High School are talking to Russians, and they're eating borscht, and they're freaking out.
Yes.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, my name is John Dyson. Two happy dollars today. One, I'd like to introduce you to my guest, the Glacier Pilots head coach, originally from Kenai, Alaska, actually, now a coach at Cal State Bakersfield, Dennis Machado. And then the other happy dollar is we had a very successful opening night on Monday. I know a lot of you were there. It was good to see a lot of Rotarians there. Beautiful weather, great crowd, great game against the Anchorage Bucks, and we ended up winning 1-0. So, thank you.
Rich, would you like to tell us about the sunshine?
Well, my travel companion here and our wives just got back from a nice vacation and traveling around the countries bordering the Mediterranean.
So you did not get it in Alaska. I see. You've rebaked it in, David.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, my name is Lexi Bennett, and I have 10 happy dollars because May was a huge month for me. At the beginning of May, I graduated from UAA with my MBA, which was huge. And then my son, who is Levi, who is 18, at the same time finished his freshman year at UAA. And I rounded out the month with friends and family in Maui for 2 weeks, where Eric and I, who have been together for almost 9 years, finally got married. I have to say, this is my first time in all my years of being a member of this club to do happy dollars, and if this is the bar, you're never going to forget.
Oh, no, no. Every day is good. But now, where's my money? Did you give it to me already? Oh, all right.
Yeah.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, Greg Solomon, I have, and already passed on, a whodunit happy buck. Somebody left a gnome in my yard. I've been gnomed. And there's no place like Nome. Anybody want to fess up? Raise your hand. No? Just wait. You may be next.
Congratulations, Lexi. And as I move along, yes.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, I'm Mark Niedermeyer. And I put a happy buck in because I think I can safely say I'm recovered from my back injury a year ago, because this past Saturday I rode my bicycle. And this is the kind you pedal, not a bike, from Anchorage to Seward in 10 hours and 15 minutes. So.
But now you were in Seward. How'd you get back, Mark? Yeah, okay. I see. You drove back.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, Dave Tester here. Just want to announce, will you model this, or, you know, demonstrate, display, that's what I want. Just, you know, kind of display. Well, all the stuff on the table gets wet. It's kind of our mark, our trademark. Another sign-up sheet for this Saturday's mobile food pantry at Fairview Rec Center. Guaranteed to be beautiful weather. If you're a fair weather mobile food pantryer, this is the day you want to come, this Saturday at 1:30. Hope to see you there. Please sign up so we know you're coming. Thanks.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, Andrew Rumberdahl, and all the dollars left in my wallet are happy dollars. There's not very many, but they're all happy because I have some very, very exciting news. We have a new arrival. Chloe Elise Rumberdahl was born May 29th, and she was 7 pounds, 1 ounce, and 20 inches long, and she's very happy and very healthy and very content, and she's home resting with Mom. We've got the grandparents are coming into town today, so they're resting up for that big adventure. But anyways, all's well, and I brought some photographs if anyone wants to see them. So, thanks.
Congratulations, Andrew, and would someone on each table get a coffee cup passing around so that we can make sure Andrew's daughter gets to go to college so she can take care of Andrew in his old age. Is that Russ? Russ, are you going to pay a fine?
I've got my money.
Good.
I just couldn't get here in time.
How much do you guys think a pledge is worth? $10?
Well, now actually, I did pass it on to my co-captain that I wasn't going to be here. Sorry, so just want to point that out.
Well, then you should get half the money from him.
I should.
Yeah.
$20 worth.
Oh, that sounds good.
Thank you, Russ. But who's the co-captain?
Is that Greg?
Yes, and it was a rousing pledge, for sure. And, oh, gosh, save some cake for me. Birthday?
It looks like it's the birthday table. Now, is everyone who's sitting there, is it your birthday? Walter?
Oh, look at him. You know, Walter, you really...
Bill, it's your birthday? No. Yeah, does anybody there have a birthday this month? 2, 3? Warren? No. Well, Roz has a birthday. We'll make sure Roz gets a piece of cake, you guys. Diane, would you like to lead us in song right away for those few people who do have a birthday?
Absolutely. Does anyone know happy birthday in a foreign language? Oh, what language do you know, Tom? Okay.
Rick, are we still too loud?
Coplianos, Fairleys, Coplianos, Fairleys, Coplianos, dear Rotarians, Coplianos, Fairleys.
Testing. Is that better, Rick?
Joyful dollars?
You guys just need to talk louder next door.
Are we too... Okay. Quiet
now. Yeah, we're a little loud. The mic's a little loud.
Any quiet dollars? Yeah? Holy cow. They probably heard me singing.
All right, I'll fess up. I forgot to... let everybody know Russ wasn't coming. There's $10 to help him.
Thank you, Greg.
Good afternoon, President Jeff, fellow Rotarians. If you'll notice in the newsletter that's on your table, I'm asking everybody that wants to join us on September 19th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon to see The Lion King. The ticket prices are $96 each, and I already have several people that have turned in their money. And if you want to, next Wednesday will be the final time so I can get us all seats together. And then I think we are going to be going to the Crow's Nest for dinner afterwards. So make sure that you get that money to me, and it'll be our first social event. Well, it won't be the first one, but it's the first one I'm announcing as your social chair for next year.
What day of the week is that? Saturday?
Saturday, sorry. Saturday. It is. You know, somebody, when you said that to me last time, somebody told me it's a prerequisite for social chairs, so I'm following in Dave Kester's, you know, role as having a tan all the time.
And wearing shorts.
One more. President Jeff, Rotarian. My name is Michael Browder. I have a happy dollar for the fact that my wife will be finally coming to Anchorage. She, through a lot of help from a lot of different people in a lot of different places, is able to get an offer from FAA to transfer up here. And we should see her here in Oregon.
Great, Michael.
Yeah. We're happy for you and your
Don's
family.
Don's over in the corner waving at me.
Oh, sorry, Don, I missed you.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, I'm Don. And first of all, I have $2. The first one is sort of an embarrassment or challenge to everybody on the table. Notice we are missing certain or some lady, so I'm putting $1 in, and everybody else at the table, I hope, would be one too. Okay, the second one is a happy dollar. The second one is a happy dollar, and it's deja vu. I'm going to try it again. I leave on Friday and start walking on Saturday from New York, where I left off, to Maine. So I have 800 miles to finish, and I promise again, and you're all witnesses, I will put it together. I will have pictures and a story afterwards. And anyway, that's what my happy dollar's for. I hope to be back
Good luck,
in
John.
3 months.
Good luck.
All right, we'll hold a place on the program for you.
Okay, now it's, who's over here? Amy.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, I'm Amy Slinker. And as most of you know, in my so-called free time, I'm a public affairs officer with the Alaska Army National Guard. At ease, by the way.
She is a lieutenant.
And speaking of being a lieutenant, I got some exciting news yesterday. The orders came through for my captain's promotion. So I just have to figure out a time to go in to get pinned, but as of right now, I'm the captain. And to celebrate, I have $100 for the Paul Harris.
If more people to order around now.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, my name is Sylvia Conde. I would like to give $100 to Cleo Burkett, right? Paul Harris Fund. For the incredible work she's been doing with our youth, month after month, year after year.
Thank you so much. Okay, so Jimmy's not here, right? Okay, because his parents called Vicky, who he's staying with right now, and they asked her to do them a favor, because they want to come here as a surprise to Jimmy the week before he goes back to Mexico. Isn't that cool? That's so exciting.
Cleo, did you get here late?
No.
Did you know we know this, though, right?
No. I was here right on time. Right on time.
Sandra already told us this, Cleo.
Oh, she did? Let me see if I can pull my foot out of my mouth. Okay. Thank you.
But great job with the youth.
Well, Vicki wanted to get organized to take the parent, you know, the family around. I thought maybe Jeff could take them shrimping and Bob could take them skull hunting. That's so cool. Okay, but if you have something in mind, it would be wonderful. Thank you. There's a mom, a dad, a sister, and Jimmy. So there'll be four people that you'll need to transport. And Vicki just said they spent 40% of the conversation saying, thank you, thank you. They were so full of gratitude for everything that we have done. So it's very exciting.
All right. Now it would be Heather's turn. She is fine. Free.
The no fine button. President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, I missed you last week, Jeff. Just to
thank you.
Philanthropy. June is the month for giving. Giving is joy. All learned how much we love Diane DeVee and her joyful approach. When we donate, we are filled with joy. Receiving can also be very, very joyful. So my guest today has received the ultimate gift, the gift of life. Please welcome everyone's favorite hugger, Russell Pound.
Thank you, Heather. Quite a reputation in the Western world. So Heather asked me to talk a little bit about my experience with philanthropy, the spirit of giving, and what it means to receive. So I've got a hereditary kidney problem. And, my mom had a transplant not long after we first figured out how to do this, about 50 years. Yeah, that's the Mayo Clinic back in the 60s. And she lived about 14 years with that, but passed away after a while. My sister was on dialysis in Alaska for 14 years. She passed away August of 2007. I had surgery about a month after she died, my first surgery. But how many people here know what dialysis is all about? Okay, quite a few of you. You know that's quite a challenge. So I was prepared to be tough and to deal with that. If you look at the few notes website, that's United Organ Shares Network, every day they list what the statistics are for how many people are rated. So at 11:49 this morning, there were 101,914 people in the U.S. with pretty incredible list. Hope for me came along from a friend in the church group, the father of two separate twins. But he knew that we had the matching blood type. So he said, I'm going to stay at home. I just have to take care of the kids. His four-year-old, my camping buddy, came on. He told me that they've been saying prayers for me. It was, dear God, please give us the rest of the kids to be really, really good to hear about this story. But I had the transplant about a year and a half ago now. My donor, he's a white guy from Texas. So every now and then I start to talk a little bit like this. So you'll have to forgive me if that's lived out. But I figure that my job now is to help the next guy that comes along. So that check the box on your driver's license. You can go to that UNOS.org website to see what you can do to help. And there's also the Alaska Kidney Foundation. Both can put something really nice together. And you know, just in closing, as we pass Memorial Day here, I heard what the requirements were for the Congressional Medal of Honor. But as I thought about that, that really fits how I feel about my donor.
Thank you for sharing, and I definitely agree. Please check that box on your driver's license. It doesn't hurt a bit. So, how about Dave Cottrell, Michelle, and Gideon all come up front and center, please. It's another great day for East Anchorage Rotary. We have a new member. President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, honored guests, it is indeed a special day when we have an opportunity to welcome in a new member to our hallowed ranks. We've all been there and had our days to remember what that was like. So let's please give our attention to Dave Cottrell, who wants to introduce Michelle to be a sponsor into our club.
And fellow Rotarians, I've been a member of the club for maybe 30 years. Anyway, I think the biggest thing about older members is that you got to bring in some new blood to keep the club going, and I think that's the biggest thing that I've been able to do with Michelle. And she mentioned to me that she was interested in joining the club, and she felt that she could put something useful to the club and take her time and effort to for the future of the club. So I kind of thought that was a good fitting for an older member to know, because sooner or later we all move on and they have to be replaced by somebody. So I'd like to introduce Michelle. As soon as Jeff gets done, this is Michelle Drew, and she wrote a nice little biography, and I read it, and it's pretty good. I'm going to read it also out loud. Michelle was raised in the Midwest, and her first contact with Rotary, which I think is very interesting, was at the age of 16 when she traveled to Thailand as a member of the Rotary Youth Exchange Program. After returning to the U.S., Michelle completed her high school, which was fortunate, in her hometown in Indiana, and the same year she joined the Rotary Youth Exchange Program and took off to Australia. So you can see she might have a little bit of history in the Rotary, but she feels that she can have a little bit of payback. Not to be left out in the spirit of foreign exchange and community service, Michelle's parents, both nurses, that year decided to move to Nome, Alaska, where they took jobs with the Indian Health Service. Michelle came along for the winter with intentions of returning to the Midwest to go to college. Michelle then decided, after arriving in Nome and recognizing the great opportunities in Alaska had to offer, she instead decided to take a job at the local hospital. And I've been to that local hospital in Nome, and it is an interesting hospital. After a while, though, and she started to attend classes at the University of Fairbanks, and a year later, Michelle moved to Anchorage and enrolled at UAA, and that's where we found her, at Montgomery Cottrell. Michelle graduated from UAA with a bachelor's in accounting, immediately pursued her career as a CPA, joining Montgomery Cottrell as a staff auditor in 1996. We were already 1 year old, but I can't. And spent the next 10 years traveling around the state, and she really appreciated us moving her around the state, visiting all the rural areas of Alaska, conducting audits for many local governments, school districts, and not-for-profits. In 2006, Michelle left Montgomery Cottrell. She wanted to take a vacation, and so she went to the municipality of Anchorage and became the municipality of Anchorage controller. There she was there for exactly, and this is quoting, 12 months and 4 days. This is her quote. Whoever says government employees don't work hard has no idea what they're talking about. I always thought we made them work real hard, but obviously she came back to us, joining us as a director of our audit quality assurance director. And as I better put this in also, as everybody knows, I'm retired and Michelle doesn't work for me. But Lieutenant Cottrell is definitely happy to have her. Michelle is married with three dogs, loves to cross-country ski, ocean kayak, and is learning to play golf. She also likes to fish, and she enjoys the Alaska outdoors, and she hopes to become a valuable member of Rotary and looks forward to the opportunity to serve.
And now, if you'll please turn your attention to Sandra Wicks, who will present our charge for Michelle.
Michelle,
Today you're joining Rotary International, one of the most respected service organizations in the world. The members of this club have invited you to join us because we believe you are a person of high ethical standards and in both your professional and personal life. We believe you to be someone who will endeavor to practice Rotary's principles of goodwill and service. The principal motto of Rotary is service above self. And the object of this and all Rotary clubs is to encourage and foster that idea. Actually, since you've had so much experience with Rotary, we don't need to tell you all this, but we will anyway. Membership in Rotary is fun and a privilege. Every privilege, however, has its corresponding obligation. Wear your Rotary pin regularly. Let the rest of the world know you are a Rotarian. Make attendance a top priority. When you cannot attend, look for a way to do a makeup by attending a meeting at another club. Very interesting, by the way, if you haven't done that. Doing an electronic meeting online, participating in one of our community service events, such as the food pantry or highway cleanup, or attending ARE, which I don't know if you've participated in that yet. It's our orientation program for new members, or even you get credit for attending a board meeting. Be an active member. Do more than just come to weekly meetings. Get to know other members. Sign up to participate in social events and bring your family, maybe not the dog. Even if you don't need a meeting makeup, sign up for community service projects where you can work with a smaller group of our club members. And I highly recommend, this is my own pet thing, Refugee Assistance Program, in which a group of us are helping people who cannot return to their country of origin. We want them to adapt rapidly and successfully to life in our country, and we're having fun doing it. So you're welcome to join us in that. Members, please stand. It is my privilege and honor to induct Michelle Grew as a member of Anchorage East Rotary Club. Fellow Rotarians, I present to you Rotarian Michelle Grew, and I charge all of you to exercise your duty by giving Michelle your friendship and helping her to become a happy and involved member. Welcome.
Now, one other membership duty here, Rochelle and Barry Kirksey, please don't sit down. Please come up here for a moment. And President Jeff has a little something for you.
As you know, both of these people have been members for our club for about a year, and they exemplify what we would like of Rotarians, and that is participation. So it's my honor today to give both of them their blue badges.
Now, without any further ado, Amy Slinker will introduce our program.
So, today I get to have the honor of introducing Carol Como, the superintendent of the Anchorage School District. And when I was reading her bio, one thing that really jumped out at me is that Ms. Como started out as a noon duty attendant with the school district. That was her very first job there in 1974. And I think that's a big inspiration to everyone, that starting out at any level, you can really truly go far in life. Besides being a noon duty attendant, she then became a teacher aide. She was a teacher. She was president of the teachers union. She was a principal, executive director of elementary school education. And in 2000 is when she was appointed as the superintendent. Besides that really awesome path that she's taken, I was also very impressed that she's been married for 45 years to her husband, Dennis, and she has 3 children and 5 grandchildren. Please join me in welcoming Ms. Como.
Thank you. It really feels good to be back looking around. It's been a couple of years since I've been here, and I'm embarrassed to say that, but I really appreciate everything you all do in this community. And looking around, there's just an awful lot of wonderful people. So I'll try and race through this because I know you are limited with time. I do have a PowerPoint back there, so this maybe need to kind of go that way. They called me and they asked me if I could do a quick year in review, and I'm really happy to do that because I'm really proud of some of the things we're doing in the Anchorage School District. I think one of the biggest things we did this year, we started a new Alaska Native Cultural Charter School. We also began a Mandarin Chinese
partial immersion program at Scenic Park Elementary School, working very closely with the University of Alaska Anchorage in a partnership there. We also hired some graduation support coaches because what we were finding, and we certainly know this is a huge issue in the community and actually in the country, is that we need to raise our graduation rate. We want more kids to get a high school diploma, not a GED. And so we hired some staff to really narrow down who are the kids most at risk, who are struggling the most in school, what's getting in the way of them staying in school, what's getting in the way of them getting that diploma. We also hired 25 additional PE and health teachers because we've really been focusing for the last 2 years on wellness and increasing physical activity. So we added 25 additional teachers, and it's making a huge difference in our elementary schools for our students getting more active physical education. We also work very closely with the Municipality of Anchorage on the recycling program that's starting, and right now we're piloting it with mixed paper. I think we're as frustrated as everyone else when the plastic and the glass recycling efforts were stopped, but we have had great success in our mixed paper recycling effort. And we're also working with the Alaska Waste and Green Star and the UMed District on all of those projects. All of our facilities last year moved to be latex reduced because what we're finding is more and more of our employees and more of our students are allergic to latex. Last August, we announced that our proficiency scores on our state testing was relatively flat, as was everyone else in the state, and in some cases slightly down. But overall, at the different schools, the trends were up. So we're continually looking at that. Why are language arts and math scores flat and in some cases going down? One of the things we absolutely recognize with our large number of new English language learners who are coming in to our city and our school district, there's so much of the math testing that involves reading and writing in English as well as the language arts competency, and we think that's part of it. But we are still looking to analyze that. 93% of the targets were met by our schools, and over 20 schools missed by one target out of all the 31 and No Child Left Behind. One of the things we're really proud of is that our close working relationship with the military, particularly Fort Richardson, but even Elmendorf and the Guard. As you know, this community is seeing rolling deployments, and that's affecting every part of the community because every one of our schools has military dependents, whether there are few or a large number because they're on base or post. But we've been very, very pleased with the kinds of support we've given. We had a military spouse and her two children come in this fall and really talked about what it's like to have a family member deployed and what is important to them in our schools. We work actively with the legislature, with Senator Huggins and Representative Coghill, and getting the military compact passed in the legislature that was signed by Governor Palin a few weeks ago. That's going to help as military families move around the country. We're joining in a number of other states with some common standards. We also have started another summer program for the elementary students to make sure that they have some structured family activities while so many of their family members are deployed and the younger students don't have as much access to some of the base facilities as the older students do. In October, when we got to the end of September and monitored our enrollment, we had 500 more students than we were projecting, which is very different than the last few years where we've kind of had a step down every year, just a slight reduction in enrollment. This year, we were 500 more students, and we continue to grow throughout the year, which is a different trend. Many people coming from California and the Midwest with the economy there. So we hired 18 additional teachers and 15 more teacher assistants to support a number of our students who were coming in with learning disabilities, but also a lot of the English language issues. We also conducted a huge natural disaster drill in concert with the municipality. And we had about 450 of our staff and the emergency responders participating in these drills because we want to assure the community that we know and are prepared in case this one was for earthquakes. We did another wildfire exercise in the spring because we have 21 emergency shelters set up at our school. So if something really does happen,
that we're very well prepared to shelter kids in place for up to 72 hours, and we really do see ourselves as part of the emergency plan in the municipality of Anchorage. In November, we rolled out our profile of performance, and there was our supplement called Expect the Best. And again, we were looking very carefully at our graduation rate, our dropout rate. Our dropout rate continues to go down, and it's below 4% right now. Our graduation rate is kind of plateaued at about 64%. And one of the things that's really confusing, everybody says, well, if your graduation rate is only 64%, then your dropout rate must be the opposite, and that's absolutely untrue. And it's really important for you all to understand that the dropout rate is calculated on an annual basis for kids in grades 7 through 12 who are not enrolled in school, who have not registered in another school or not in a private school. If they're homeschoolers, they're considered a dropout rate, a dropout. If they pursue a GED, they're considered a dropout, even if they get that. So that works against us, but our dropout rate is below 4%. Our graduation rate, we're continuing to work really hard to keep kids in school. Sometimes they're fifth-year seniors, sometimes they're sixth-year seniors, but we think it's more important to keep the kids in school working towards a diploma rather than pushing them out. And we've established a large number of special programs to keep those young people engaged. In December, we were very, very pleased with our participation in the charitable giving campaign because we work with both United Way and Alaska Community Share. We, our employees give to all of that. And we also established Alaska Schools Foundation Fund as part of the, for the school district, and we had a number of our employees contributing to that. But we, our staff donated $333,690 this year, even with the economic downturn. And we were very pleased because so many of our families benefit from the services that are provided by these different community agencies. Of course, January brings with us what we're all worrying about every day in the volcano. And we also had some interesting challenges with the freeze and the thaw and the snow and the ice. And I'm sure you all are aware that for the first time ever, if anyone can remember, I had to close the schools because it was too warm and icy for 3 days. And there was quite a bit of concern because it was so dangerous for anybody even to walk down their driveway, let alone walk to a bus stop, let alone get to school and so forth. And so I think the first couple of days people were very supportive of the closure. The third day was more frustrating to many people because people had to get back to work and so forth. But I found out something very interesting, that when I make the decision at 4 o'clock in the morning on whether to close schools or delay, I have this huge impact on the university decides, well, if Carol's going to close the schools, then I guess we will. And I went to a store, which will remain nameless now, the following weekend, and there was this great big sign on the door that if the Anchorage School District closes the school, this business will be closed. And so I was just astounded. So at 4 a.m. when I get these phone calls and we try and evaluate what's the best decision, I had no idea. So please bear with us as we try and make the best decision, knowing it's dark, and we just have the best information we can. We're continually monitoring the volcano, as we all are, and we're just hoping it stays quiet for a while. In February, we appointed a new board member, Jeannie Mackey, the board did, because Chris Tuck was elected to the legislature, so she joined the school board. And I guess more excitedly for our communications department, they launched a Facebook page to push information out to the community on information, and also Twitter, which I am totally clueless about both of these, but everybody likes it, and the younger parents are finding that they really like it. It's another vehicle to get information out. We started using it for all these school closures. We tried to tell people, assume schools are open unless we tell you otherwise, rather than calling all the time or panicking about, is the volcano going to go off or so forth. So, and we've certainly used it for swine flu worries. We've used it for the volcano, and we've used it for the different weather conditions. In March, we canceled the parent-teacher conferences because I had to work with the Department of Education to get a waiver for the third day. And that caused quite a bit of consternation from some parents and some staff. But at the same token, nobody wanted to go to school a day later either. They didn't want to give up Saturdays.
They didn't want me to extend the year, and they certainly didn't want to lose any days during spring break. So we decided the safest thing to do was to cancel the parent conferences, even though we know how important they are, but to be able to end school on May 21st, and so we were able to do that. I was also able to go to a conference in March in Washington, D.C., and I had the opportunity to meet with Secretary of Education Duncan and other urban superintendents and school board members to talk about the use of stimulus funds. In April, we had the municipal election, and we were very disappointed that the bonds did fail, but we certainly were paying attention. We were not surprised, but disappointed. We also, the board also brought in another new board member, Catherine Plunkett, so we have two new board members. We also did another mass vaccination.